I'm back.
790-2040. Let's go to Tim Sandifer on the from the Goldwater Institute. Tim, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm just fine. Let's take a moment to welcome our friends at the county government who, as we talked about last time, always listen in to your show every time I'm on in order to transcribe what I say and send me angry letters about it. So, hello, Mr. Huckleberry and your staff.
I
hope you're having a nice morning.
They've been doing it for years, dude. It's like
your taxpayer dollars at work as the county government records everything that goes on morning radio and complains about it if we say something about how they misspend taxpayer money.
Huckleberry makes Nixon look relaxed on the paranoia. That's what we're talking about here. So
remarkable accomplishment.
Guess how much we spend on our PR department at Pima County, Tim Sandifer?
How much?
$2 million.
That said it all right there. Can we get that clipped, please?
If you think about it, that's a seventh of a high altitude balloon tourism.
So some folks were, you know, because basically the news that we got from the most recent round on Worldview was for a lot of people who are believing, you know, what you guys are trying to figure out here legally, they were a little disappointed. Where is the Worldview case, and should they be too disappointed?
Sure. So there's three parts to this case, and one of them, yeah, one of them is disappointing, and that is the first part was involved the government's decision to lease out the land that the company is using at rates that are substantially below market rates, and that violates Arizona state law, which requires counties to lease this out through a competitive process to get the best dollar for the taxpayer that they're entitled to for property that belongs to them. And we won that case at the trial level, but the Court of Appeals reversed that, saying that a later law that allows counties to engage in economic development, it turns out that that law secretly repealed the earlier law restricting leases and saying that they had to go through a competitive process. That is, in our view, that's contrary to the way law is supposed to be read. You're not supposed to imply or infer that a law is repealed unless it says so outright. But that's what the Court of Appeals said, and the Arizona Supreme Court decided not to hear that part of the case a couple weeks ago. And so that is disappointing. The second part of the case involves the county's decision to hire the architect and the designer and the contractor who built the Worldview facility, and that's the headquarters building, a balloon manufacturing facility, and a balloon launch pad for this private company to use for its own private profit that you taxpayers paid for. And the question is whether they went through the proper process to hire the contractor and the architect. And it turns out we showed the evidence that for 6 months before the County Board of Supervisors was even aware that this thing was going on, Mr. Huckleberry's staff had been meeting with the contractor and the architect and planning out this project and giving them such a head start that it would have been impossible for any other architect or contractor to go through the competitive hiring process that the law actually requires. And there was no emergency. There was no reason that they had to shortcut the hiring process. But instead, the county officials chose to go through this backdoor process in secret in order to obtain this information so that they were, according to one of the county officials, they were a third of the way finished with the project before the county board of supervisors even decided whether to hire these guys or not. And so that, you know, it's a classic example of the kind of backroom scheming and favoritism that our state procurement laws were designed to prohibit. Because what you get is, you know, an old boys network. That's the way an old boys network works, is that the county chooses somebody before the process is supposed to even be started. And on top of that, you know, the architect and the contracting company, they provided these services to the county for free, saying that they were doing this as a service to the community. And at first that sounds like a good thing. But if you think about it, that's a loss leader is what that is. That's the companies deciding to give a freebie to the county in hopes that they'll get rewarded in the end by getting the contract. And that's exactly what happened in this
case.
Now,
one of the things one of the parts about this that is an affront to me in this community is when the chambers of commerce sent you guys a letter not to do this, right?
Yeah.
What pisses me off is that they all do seminars on how to do business with the government, right? And they teach you that there's this process that is fair and equitable and open and all this stuff. So the idea that they're telling you guys, they told you, please don't pursue this. And when you just said that the county let these guys go one, they did one third of the work before they threw it out there and then used this stupid emergency thing inappropriately to give it to them, that even makes me more sick to my stomach.
Didn't they have a code name like Operation Curvature or something for it?
Operation Project Curvature.
That's right. Yeah, they have this code name for it, like it's a James Bond movie or something. And I mean, if you're a contractor in the county, if you're just trying to start your new contracting company in the county, I mean, look at how this looks to you. You don't know anybody in the government. You can't get a special meeting 6 months in advance to get a head start on some kind of project so that you can get your foot in the door and get a special favor from the government. And that's the kind of injustice that Arizona's founders were worried about when this state was first created during the Progressive Era, when there was a lot of attention on the impropriety that was going on in government hiring of public contractors. And it's amazing that today people who call themselves progressive shrug at this kind of backroom deal that goes on. And taxpayers should be outraged by it. By the way, I mentioned that these companies were providing these services for free to the county in hopes that they would get the contract in the end. It is illegal under Arizona law to provide free services to a county. The county is required by state procurement code to pay for all the things that it gets in order to prevent that kind of favoritism. But what the court said, unfortunately, the court ruled against us, and the reason why is because they said as a technical matter, the county staff that were involved in this process don't qualify as, quote, agents, end quote, under the procurement statutes in Arizona. And what that means, of course, is that creates a huge incentive for governments throughout the state of Arizona to hold these kinds of meetings and call them, you know, pre-planning meetings or call them by some other name in order to create the whole project ahead of time and then go to the county board and say, surprise, we've got all of this stuff underway. All you have to do is sign right here, Mr. County Board of Supervisors, even though you knew nothing about this. We've already hired everybody. We'll just, you know, put the signature on. I mean, that kind of formalistic approach is exactly what these laws were designed to prevent.
So where's that at legally? Is that done now?
We've appealed that now to the Arizona Court of Appeals, and the briefing will start, you know, in a while. It's going to be a process from there. That ruling was from the trial court just a few weeks ago. Now, the third part of the case, I mentioned there's three parts. The third part of the case is whether this is even constitutional, and we haven't even started that part of the case. So this lawsuit is going to continue, and we will make every effort to vindicate the rights of the taxpayers of this county and of this state, who have a right to see that the money that is taken from them is spent in accordance with the law and in accordance with just ordinary common sense that says it's absurd to be subsidizing private companies to do private business for private profit in this county when you should be spending that money on public works like fixing up the roads and highways and things, which, as you know, are a real problem in the Tucson area.
Well, now they're going to hit us for an extra half a bill. And extra bonds to make this happen.
Yeah, I love the bonds answer. It's always, oh, well, we're not going to tax you. We're going to tax your grandchildren because, you know, who cares about future generations? What have they ever done for me?
Well, we've learned a good friend of the show, Gary, was on he gave me a great precedent on Pima County, how they do things. And this is the roads example, is you have a plumber that's been working on your leaky faucet for 20 years. The second highest paid plumber in America is fixing it, trying to fix it for 20 years and just can't get it done. And after 20 years, when you finally reach the end of your rope, the second most expensive plumber in America says, can you just give me $500 million more to fix that faucet? That's exactly what Pima County, that's how they do it.
What's the end game
here? That's right.
I mean, if we win the lawsuit, what's the end game? What are we hoping to accomplish?
Well, at this point, you know, the project is finished and the building and things are finished. And
yeah, the money's spent, the building's built.
That's right. And so at this point, I think the best that we can realistically hope for is for a court to say that this was indeed illegal. But they're not going to order them to tear down the building or anything. So probably the best thing we can hope for at this point, because the county proceeded with this project knowing that this lawsuit was coming and knowing that the lawsuit was going to take some time, the county, of course, went ahead with the project so that they can, you know, that way they can turn around and say, well, Your Honor, the thing's already done. What are you going to do about it? You know, and so we're hoping that the court will at least just say this is illegal. You can't do it in the future. And that's happened before in other kinds of cases. There have been other cases where we've gone to court and the Supreme Court, for instance, in one case a few years ago said, yeah, you know, this was illegal, but the project's finished, so we're going to tell you just don't do it again. Which, honestly, that would be good enough, because we're interested in vindicating the rights of the taxpayer and making the rules clear that it's not proper, it's not legal, and it's not wise to be wasting taxpayer money in this way.
So endgame, could it be possible that they call the note due or call the $22 million that we lent them due from the company that's currently there, make them go get private financing or something like that, or do you think that's highly unlikely that a court would do that?
You know, I haven't looked into the laws on that, so I can't really answer that question. I certainly would like to see that happen.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm paying interest on this as a taxpayer, and yeah. I'm also paying for them to fight you in court. So I'm getting double
right.
stuck here.
No, that's a good point, is that when you sue the government, you know, you're talking about taxpayer money is being forced to defend these things in court. And I love how the officials who waste taxpayer money then complain that we're causing the taxpayer money to be lost when we go
yeah,
in court
exactly.
to challenge what they're doing illegal. This is happening in Pinal County also. You know, we won a case against them just recently due to an illegal tax that they adopted there. And we won the case so resoundingly that even the Arizona Department of Revenue said that the tax was illegal. And yet the County Board of Supervisors got together and said, well, let's just appeal it anyway, because, you know, they're not paying for the lawyers. The taxpayers are.
So I just got a text from Huckleberry. He wants to know, do you want it on regular paper or a heavier thread cardstock? Your report.
Because I care about the taxpayer, my answer is as cheap as possible. In fact, send me an email.
There you go.
And save the stamp.
I like it.
Tim, thanks for the call. I already got
better that than tying it to a balloon and sending it that way.
One of our listeners just sent us, that's a seventh of a Worldview tour balloon. Sandifer is comedy gold. That's what I just got. So, Tim, thanks for all your efforts, man, and keep us updated, all right?
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, have a good weekend. Tim Sandifer, Goldwater Institute.
Knife fight, guys, coming up next.
Knife fight, a different knife fight coming up next. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice.